Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we come to you live every week. We normally come at 8 to 9, but we're doing a little special show today from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we've got a real hot topic for you tonight. We've been talking about stress relief and from last week, and we're going to continue the conversation, and we're asking everybody that calls in, is sex a stress reliever or is it a multiplier? So that's the conversation we're going to be having tonight. I got Jerry with me. What's up, Jerry?
Peace, brother. How's everybody doing?
He's coming to you live from Brooklyn. I'm coming to you live from Queens. So this is a New York kind of thing. But we hear that we've got some ladies from Chicago waiting in the wings to jump on this conversation. And we've got some other folks around the country that are interested in having this conversation, or at least hearing this conversation. I don't know if they're going to participate, but we shall see. Well, let's get it started. What we're going to do is start it out the normal way we do, which is with the declaration. You got that for us tonight, Jerry?
Got it.
All right, brother, take it away.
All right. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except being. We assert that we are responsible for generating communities as possibilities and distinctions. We listen and for grand being to the possibilities and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abounding, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, build economies responsible for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlantic, Georgia, October 7th, 1995, north, south, east, west, above and below, moments of silence, please. Thank you. Back at you, my brother.
All right, all right. So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to get some of our commercial information off to you off the top. Our website is blacksummit.org. So we invite you to go take a look at the website for upcoming information. We have an annual event. The conversation of the summit occurs on two levels. So it's a conversation and it's also an annual event. So the annual event is the 1st of August, and this year we're going to be in Chicago, Illinois. So check our website, and as I said, we've got some ladies in waiting to get on the call for this hot topic tonight. So they're from Chicago, and they're from the host city. Last year we were in Baltimore. The previous year, we were in London, England, and the previous year after that, we were in Anguilla, the West Indies. So we truly travel around the world having this conversation of empowerment and having conversations that are consistent with getting your projects, your work, you know, your life work done.
A series
of distinction and empowering conversations. So we actually invite you tonight to listen for what's going to make a difference in your personal life, in your work life, in your projects that you're working on. And, of course, tonight we're talking about stress relief specifically, and so we're looking at you having a better life. Last week we talked a little bit about the kinds of foods that you can do to relieve stress. We talked a little bit about meditation. We talked a lot about exercise and how those things contribute to reducing stress. But one of the things we did not talk about, which can be a stress reliever or a stress multiplier, depending on how you look at it, sex and the encounters that lead up to it, in relationships, in the home, and certainly at work. So this is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Again, the number for those of you listening on the internet, if you'd like to call in and be part of this conversation, the number is 646-716-9827. And Jerry, what are we using tonight? One of the practices that we've done going forward in this new year, and actually Jerry was the principal in making that happen. What we're doing is we're including the Kwanzaa principles in the show. So we don't want the Kwanzaa principles to only be effective in Kwanzaa. We're looking to have those kind of things present all year long. So what word for the day, the purpose from Kwanzaa are we using?
Well, this one is very special because instead of one principle, I'm going to read out two principles, and that's going to capture the topic tonight. The first one is, okay, thank you. The first one is Kulajalo. In parentheses, is self-determination. Means to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and to speak for ourselves. And the second one is Ujima. In parentheses, means collective work and responsibility. And that means to build and maintain our communities together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together.
Very good. Excellent. You're absolutely right. Those are two perfect ways of looking at and standing for the conversation that we're having tonight. And let's have Jill, another one of our hosts, come in and let us know. We have what they call a summit share. And what a summit share is an opportunity for people to come and have an experience of the summit. So I love the expression, and I'm kind of wearing it out, but I think it's such a good one. You know, when you come over to the Thanksgiving dinner, and you can smell all of the food cooking up, and you're getting a sense of it, and you can smell the turkey, and you can smell the hams, you can smell the yams, you can smell all of these great scents. So you have a sense of it. Now, you haven't had the Thanksgiving dinner yet, but you kind of have a sense of what it might be like, given the scents. So the summit shares are actually a way of you getting a sense of what the summit might be like for you. And it's kind of like taking a test run and seeing if it's kind of a match, if it's something that you might be able to utilize, again, in your life, in your projects, and in your community. So we have summit shares, and again, that information is available at the website www.blacksummit.org, but we'd like to make it real clear and have an announcement around that. Jill, would you give us the upcoming summit shares and or prerequisites that are scheduled?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's having a wonderful evening, and welcome to the show. We have a prerequisite in New York on February 19th. There is a share in Chicago on February 21st. There's a share in New York on March 19th. And then there is a virtual community summit share for Black men on February 8th. And what I'll do is later on in the show, there is a number and a contact.
You broke up that last piece, Jill. So what Jill was saying is that she's going to come back on the show, and she's actually going to give us a contact number for those locations. Now, I failed to distinguish what a prerequisite is. And it is what it sounds like. It's a prerequisite to the summit, to the summit event. And so we ask that everyone who's going to be attending attend the prerequisite. Now, the interesting thing about a prerequisite is that it is a standalone course. So if you never do the summit annual event, there's things that you get from the prerequisite that you can use and forward your life. So it's not like it's getting you ready only for the summit, but it actually gives you some tools and some things that you can carry away that you actually can get started on working on your projects. So what we do is we offer those prerequisites throughout the year so that people can get to work on their projects and their personal life and impact their community. So again, it's summit shares, which are giving you a sense of what the summit would be like, and then a prerequisite, which is actually giving you access to the tools that you'd be working with in the annual event, and of course that you could work with in the community.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Gwen, I want to say one thing.
Go ahead, my brother.
Okay, go more, Gwen's point. I could say that my first summit was last year. And when I participate in the conversation of the prerequisite, it really changed my life, and it really transformed my life in many ways. I could really see in my space how my vision expanded. So, brothers and sisters, take advantage of this opportunity. It will transform your life. Take it from me. It will.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'm involved in this work since the beginning. So I've got 20 years plus in the conversation, and I love it. It's empowering. It moves me forward. It has me do a lot of work with volunteer organizations in my community, maybe even more than I should be, but that's all good. And the International Black Summit is a volunteer organization. So all the people who are facilitators and speaking to you about it are volunteers. So it's a volunteer organization. There is no paid staff at the International Black Summit. We all do this out of the love of our community and the love for giving back the things that we've learned in life, very much like the African Village. So, with that note, I will take this back to the conversation of the evening, and I invite those folks who are on the line to press 1, and if you press 1, what we'll see is a hand go up, and that means that we are, you know, that is come acknowledge us and bring us on to the show live. So, if you've got a comment, you want to say anything about what's present or respond to something, press 1 so that we can see that, and we'll get you on the show as quickly as we can, because I know tonight's show is going to be kind of hot. So with that, I'm going to actually ask Henrietta our leader of the talk show team to answer the question, which is stress and is sex the stress reliever, or is that the stress multiplier? So is it getting rid of stress or adding stress to you? So, Henrietta, what say you? There we go. Come off the mute. Come on for the question.
We waiting.
And while we're waiting for that, Henrietta, to get on, we definitely have a hand up. We have an area code 504 that is 504-309. Go ahead, please.
Well, gentlemen, where you at, JT? I told y'all I'm coming back.
I know, my brother.
Henrietta, it's your turn.
I'm here. Hi, I'm new. How are you?
I don't know. I'm waiting for you to respond.
I didn't
to
need
question.
To hear from. No, I had everybody on mute and I didn't know it. But I'm going to let the ladies answer that question. Ladies first.
Okay,
Gwen, I need you to repeat the question so everybody can hear.
Shut up, Jerry.
Absolutely. So the question tonight is, and so the topic and the theme is how do you relieve stress? And one of the things that we talked about last week, we talked about foods, we talked about exercise, we talked about meditation, but we did not have an opportunity to talk about sex. So the conversation tonight is sex a stress reliever, or is it a stress multiplier? Go ahead.
So I have to give these ladies numbers to protect the innocent instead of names.
Sound like Greg.
So lady number one. Okay, lady number one.
It depends on who you are having sex with. If you are spiritually and physically and mentally in tune with that individual, it most likely will be a stress reliever.
Okay.
If it's out of order in one of those areas, it's going to be a stress inducer.
Okay. Now, could you say those areas you said spiritually, and what were the other areas?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I said spiritually.
You said spiritually.
Physically and mentally.
Okay, so spiritually, physically, and mentally, if they are okay in those areas, then they're going to contribute to relieving stress. If they're not okay, then they're going to add stress to your life.
That's
my opinion,
yes.
Okay, very good. That sounds pretty clear to me.
Yep.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Lady number two.
Yes, I think that intimacy is definitely a stress reliever, and I think that if the person that you're with is stressing you out before you get to the intimacy, then it's going to be an issue regardless of whether you're intimate or not. So I think that building the relationship prior to intimacy is just as important as the intimacy itself.
Excellent. Very, very good analysis. So what you're saying is that you got to get the intimacy handled up front, otherwise it's going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think, you've got to get to know somebody so that they understand your wants and needs prior to the physical part of it taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So, number one and number two, I'm telling you, number three, you're going to have a hard act to follow because those were some very great coaching and some great standards to determine if that's a stress reliever or it's a multiplier. Very good. Excellent. Thank you, lady. Number three.
This is number lady number three. You are listening to a pre-recorded program.
Don't record it now. It's too late now.
Don't be giggling in the background. Answer the question.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I do believe that sex is a stress reliever, and I agree with
one and two.
It depends on the physical, the mental, and emotional relationship that you're having sex with the person that you're having sex with. Now, if you're uncomfortable with the individual, it is going to be very stressful, of course. But sex can be a very stress-relieving activity.
Wow.
It releases all kinds of... I'm not going into that, but I do know that it is a stress buster.
Let me ask you this question: when it's uncomfortable, do you have any recommendations to make it comfortable? Spending extra time with that person. What recommendations do you have about
Henrietta and her co-host is Glenn? That's the people at the International Black Summit. And I want you to listen in the conversation. Don't press the one that you really want.
Hold on, Mr. Martinez. You're still live. I'm going to have to mute your mic there.
Okay, this is number three, my recommendation. Are you asking me?
Yes, I am.
My recommendation would be to
International Black Summit.
Go ahead. I muted Mr. Martinez for a second, so go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, could you ask the question again? I couldn't hear you.
Certainly, yeah. So the question is, what would you recommend when it's uncomfortable? What one of the things you said was that if it's uncomfortable, it's certainly going to add pressure to the situation. And so I wondered if you had any suggestions in terms of making it more comfortable, such as, you know, more time before the act actually took place, or, you know, I don't know.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the whole build-up process, the whole dating thing, the whole foreplay thing. Ooh. I'm a firm believer in that. You know, the soft lights, a good meal, nice conversation, nice music, a nice aromatherapy, nice environment, a nice, comfortable environment. You have to set the stage for it. You know,
that's a very great comment, because it's about the setup of it. And the setup of it should be nurturing. All the things that you said were nurturing and loving, and, you know, music, ambiance, to set the tone, set the mood, aromatherapy. All of those things are calming. Actually, all of those things are calming on their own. So the combination of the calmingness and the sex will certainly be a guarantee to set up a stress relieving session. Very good.
Right. It would. First of all, you would have already relieved stress,
mm-hmm.
and so the actual act would become a state of bliss.
Oh, fuck. All right. All right. Talk, sister. All right.
Okay. So you can take it from relaxation. You can take it from relaxation to a state of bliss.
Oh, I'm enjoying this conversation, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Rock the ship all the way.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much for coming on the show and contributing. And certainly, if there's something else that you, one, two, or yourself, number three, would like to add, please come back, because all of the things that you ladies have said are tremendously, tremendously important to having sex work out as the reliever rather than the other side of the coin. So very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, Jerry, anything else you want to add to that?
Well, before I add to that, anybody's in the oxygen room, the number is 218-862-6420. NASA's number is 797-4834. Now, the ones who's in the oxygen room, right now for the show, y'all just stay right there. Because when the oxygen room starts at 9:30, y'all have to go nowhere. You have to stay put, and we're going to continue this. All right? Well, everything that the ladies are singing, I can't tell you yet.
Hold on. Lady number four has a comment.
Oh, what's the lady number four? Go ahead.
Lady number four has a comment.
Okay, go ahead. And then we're going to bring Martina's back on. Yes,
hi.
Go ahead.
I'm lady number four. Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great.
Hi.
We're very great.
Thank you. Very good. My comment is that it could be a stress enhancer if the individual did not know what they were doing.
Oh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in other words, we don't want any young trainees. We want some experienced help here with this one, huh?
Exactly. I have a phrase that I've coined, and that is study the teacher. You pass the class.
Very
good. I don't want to give away any trade secrets, but they do have a document called the Kama Sutra, and the Kama Sutra talks about various techniques that will get that person to that bliss that number three was talking about. So I absolutely agree with you, number four. You've hit the nail on the head.
That's right. Because in order to read the Kama Sutra, you have to be disciplined.
That's right.
Study to show yourself approved.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right.
Well,
I'm going to give you back to the moderator.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your contribution.
This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you are on with Glenn and Jerry. And tonight our topic is stress and anxiety. And the question is intimacy a stress enhancer or a stress reliever? And so it's a very interesting conversation, I might say. And just want to remind everybody that Chicago is having Summer Share on February 21st at 1 p.m. And the address is 3824 South Morgan at TNT Foods, February 21st. Jill, what about Atlanta?
Yes, Atlanta, we're having our Summit Share on February 19th. And for more information, you can contact 404-693-2302. And also the virtual community Summit Share for Black Men, which is going to be February 8th at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The phone number for the virtual share is 712-432-0075, and the access number is 429-685. That's 429-685. And the number again is 712-432-0075, February 8th, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good, very good. We've got a listener that is coming in as a 111. So if you've got your call restricted or you're coming in from Skype or someone, you're live, go ahead. You're on the air. And then we're going to get right back to you, Mr. Martinez. Go ahead. You're live. 111, 111.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well, thank you.
Good,
well,
good, good,
I was
good.
Listening to the program intensely.
Yes.
And I do believe with caller number 3.
Okay.
Whatever caller number 3 says, I believe with her very wholeheartedly. And I believe stress is, sex is a stress reliever as well as is it is a stress enhancer.
Very good. Well, what number 3 said was to get comfortable, to set up the space, the ambiance, the all of the things, the aromatherapy, all of the things need to be set up and put in place so that it's comfortable. And once it's a comfortable space, then stress can be gotten rid of, and one can find a place of bliss. So you're in very agreement that it could be very blissful if set up correctly.
Yes, and I believe it to be a stress. Sex to be more stressful is sometimes, I don't know if these ladies would agree to me with that. When we're all human, we're all adults. When you're like in need of sex and you can't get it, it's like it frustrates you.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anyone can share that with me?
that without the proper amount of sex, that one can be stressed. Is that what you're saying?
The proper amount at the time when you would like to have it, and all of the above.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're gonna put that out to the ladies. I'm gonna put you back in hold. Hang on and listen up for the response to that, and we may ask you to come back and say some more about that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You hold on. So we have a question out there that was asked, not having it on the right time. Let me get back to Mr. Martinez. Go ahead, Mr. Martinez. You're back on the air. 504-309.
Yes.
Mr. Martinez.
Yes. Yes, it's Glenn.
Yes, this is Glenn. We got you back live on the air.
Okay.
So, the ladies have gone, so what would you like to contribute to the conversation?
Well, I like number 3 comments, but a lot of guys don't know nothing about how to please their mate.
Okay.
Like, Gary Smalley in his book, Men are from Mars, Women are from Venus. And also, a lot of guys... who don't know nothing from nothing equals nothing about the 365 sexual positions.
Okay.
That's a book that's out there in the Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Okay.
And maybe if these guys would just take a gander to this book and through these books, they could enhance their, what I want to say, they can enhance the way of relieving the stress syndrome.
That well, you know, you have hit on it a point, and it's a very good one. I think number 4 talked about it also, is the technique. And for the brothers out there, mm-hmm. this is not about hitting it and run. But it's also, about taking care of the woman in the conversation.
Right.
So the last caller talked about having it often enough and having the right kind of sex in order to be fulfilled and satisfied. So, you know, as men out there, there are a lot of information. Mr. Martinez, you brought up several books. I'm going to date myself a little bit and talk about some that I used when I was first coming up that I found to be very useful was The Joy of Sex, which had a lot of illustrations and talked about certain techniques that were satisfying for both the men and the women. I did mention the Kama Sutra, which is not a beginner's reading manual, but certainly for as you get a little more versed. But you know, one of the books that I thought was very good was The Sensuous Man and the Sensuous Woman.
All right.
Now, those books, you know, like I said, a little dated. We're talking about back in the 70s or so, but they had some very interesting commentary about what it took to please and sensate a woman and to sensate a man. And then the other one that I thought was also actually pretty interesting was The Happy Hooker, which also talked about a professional woman and what some of the kinds of things that she did around pleasing men. So we've mentioned four or five books for the gentlemen and for the ladies to check out in terms of adding to your technique, because of course, in order for it to be a relief, as caller number four said, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to be able to take it to another level. And as number three said, you know, it's about creating the bliss. Now, Mr. Martinez, would you say that having it, our last caller asked the question, having it when they wanted it and on a regular basis is also something that's very important in terms of it being a stress relief. Would you say that that's true?
Yeah, in 99% of the time, because look at my instance. If you're in combat, you sure in the hell can't get it in combat with bullets flying around you. You know, so shut up, Henrietta. Anyway, you gotta wait till you come out of the combat zone or get out of the situation and go down to the hooch and relieve yourself. All right, now that's my experience from way back in the hood, way back in the day. So you gotta hold on, Charlie Brown, because I'm coming. You know, so that's one way. Shut up, Jerry.
Right.
Well, anyway, that's a stress reliever. You know, when you know what you got to do. But you see, the trouble is, our fathers never did teach us or instruct us on the ways of satisfying a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out there in the hood. What's happening, bruh? You know what's happening, blood? What's happening, dog? And you got to learn from the thugs and the friends and the cohorts out there in the neighborhood what pleases and what doesn't please a lady. And that's wrong. We should have a class strictly high school or beginning high school students. This is what you do, this is what you don't do. And that would cut back a hell of a lot on the AIDS epidemic, the herpes, and everything else out there. Genital diseases, you know what I mean? Knowing is half the battle, and knowledge is power. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Very good. So, Jerry, I'm going to bring it back to you.
Well, for me it is that I think that man, especially a man or woman, you have to sit down and talk and communicate and find out what do a woman don't like and what do she likes and vice versa. And you have to understand their needs. Sometimes that a woman won't like to be kissing the neck. You kiss in the neck. You see, it's all about chemistry. You know, you cannot rush into it. You got to take your time. It's like you make some pancakes, and you know it's real hot, and you know the pancake tastes real good when it's hot, and you put the butter on it, and you let the butter sit there right in the middle, and you let it melt. But before it really melts real good, you got to put the syrup. So you got to pour the syrup nice and slow so it can glide all around the pancake. And then when you're finally eating it, you get the full appreciation of it. That's just all about, like, dealing with a woman or dealing with a man. You have to be very delicate and you have to be very, very caring. And, I would say more about that. Back at you, Bliss.
Well, you know, that illustration was very vivid. So I could actually see that being for a pancake, but I also can see the visual for that being a woman. So anyway, your point is timing is everything, because you don't want the butter to melt before you put the syrup on, because then that kind of messes up. So you gotta. It's all about timing appropriate action. Very good, very good, very, very good addition. Anybody else from the oxygen room?
Well, this is Jill. How are you?
Great.
Okay, I'm looking at, as far as the declaration, we talk about maintaining wellness of being in our bodies. It's maintaining the wellness of our bodies. And when the last caller, the last person stated, as far as it being a stress at the times when you want to be intimate with someone, but there is no one to be intimate with. And I say to that, as far as still maintaining that peace within yourself and still maintaining a stress-free self, one thing that is always good as far as working out, meditation. So there are things that still, it might not be the actual act, but there are still things you can do for yourself to decrease the levels of stress and anxiety. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Very good. Very good. Let me go back to that caller and see if her question is answered. Caller 111111, you're back on the air. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I do understand what she's saying because I do meditate, I do exercise, but at the same time, everything goes back to the knowledge of you wanting what you want at a specific time.
So for you, timing is everything.
Yes,
timing is everything.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. We've got a call out there, 603-300. Are you available? Anything you'd like to add to this conversation? Okay. All right. Anyone else from the oxygen room? I know the oxygen room hasn't gone quiet on us. Anyone from lady number one, number two, number three, or number four?
Any comments?
So we'd like a response to the timing issue that our caller has just mentioned. Having it when, not when it's available, but when she needs to have it.
Can you repeat that so we can hear it, please?
Certainly. So we have a caller on the line that said that it's very important for her to have it when she wants it and not necessarily have to wait till it's available. So I wondered if any of you other ladies would like to speak to that. Is that clear? Okay. And I'm going to make an assumption, and it's a pretty big assumption on my part, but that we're not talking about using any artificial means to take care of the process of relief.
Yeah, that's another conversation.
Right, I'm assuming that too.
So anyone from the oxygen room would like to take that question on? Henrietta?
I thought maybe Henrietta, are you there?
I would formulate the answer.
Or you'll formulate the answer. I think it's a very great question. I think that it's in order to have it when you want it, I think that you have to be in the right type of relationship to have it, to have that person around. And then there are certain things that you would have to do to stimulate or to let that partner know that the time is now. So there are very subtle things that can be done to let your partner know that you are feeling amorous and that you're ready to engage in some fun activity.
This is lady number four,
okay.
And I'd like to respond.
Please.
The response that I have is that sex is in the mind. Your mind has to be prepared.
I agree.
So the person that says she couldn't have it all the time, she can prepare her mind.
So let me make sure that I'm getting this. So prepare her mind for what her body's about to get.
Preparing her or not getting.
What
it's about to get or not getting. Because it starts in the mind.
That's right. It's all in the mind. That's
right.
All in the mind. You're absolutely right.
So as
the brother man said, you got to get your mind right.
Right. And what is that that the United Negro College Fund says? A man is a terrible thing to
waste. I agree on that. It's terrible when you lose it.
So it's in the mind. I will give you back to the moderator.
You're going to hit a home run with that one, number four.
Yeah. Hold that, please.
I think it's time for a commercial.
No, I think it's too late for that. It's too late for commercial. We've been past that.
This is the International Black Summit Show Network.
We're coming to you live from the internet, from Blog Talk Radio. Our show is every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. We actually had a later start today, so we're actually from 8:30 to 9:30 tonight, but we'll be back on our regular schedule next week, February 6th, Hopefully we won't be conflicting too much with the Super Bowl. For you Super Bowl parties and so forth that will be going on. But we come to you every week with some conversation around community empowerment, empowering yourself, and we're looking to create some ringtones, as you just heard in the background, and to also create some empowering conversation. So that's what we're up to. Every week, our website is www.blacksummit.org, and we're looking to make a difference in your life with your projects and in your community. We are an international body, and we've got communities all over the world. We've been to Africa, Brazil, Canada, and quite a few cities in North America in the United States. So, Jerry, I'm going to throw it back to you. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes left.
Well, I know for me, that sometimes when it leads up to that, sometimes it could be premeditated too, especially like when a man and woman have phone sex. When you know that you're gonna get it on, and you know everything is rosy, everything is good, and sometimes that it also enhances it too. Especially like you on your way home, and you call your baby up, and I say, "Yeah, I miss you," and you say one thing, she says another, and sometimes that leads up into great things too. Sometimes that could enhance the technique, enhance your emotional, especially your mental. Your mental definitely is stimulated. So sometimes, like us men, if we could take time doing that, you'd be surprised.
Well, you know, that's very good, because what comes to mind for me, especially with Valentine's Day right around the corner, for us as men to not forget about flowers and a special card and chocolate. And we don't have to wait for Valentine's Day to do that.
No.
It's something that we can do on the spur, not because we're in trouble, but just as a gesture of lovingness and of enjoying the time together. So, gentlemen out there, I invite you to look at different things that you can do to relieve stress in your relationships, and one of them may be bringing home a present. Could be flowers, could be a box of chocolate, could be some jewelry that your woman has been looking at. And, you know, just surprise her, you know, get a nice little Hallmark card that says something very special about who she is for you and the relationship,
yeah.
You know. So, yes, that's very, very good, Jerry. Very good.
Oh, yeah, I want to say one more thing, too.
Sure.
And especially the brothers out there, you know, don't do everything that the other man do. Be creative. Be original. Do something that is different, but at the same time that it catch her eye. That when she think of Valentine's Day, or even before or after Valentine's Day, she will remember that time. So we gotta learn to be creative. Be original, and that is very important too.
You know, one of the other things that comes to mind is men, we are very, very good cooks, and women appreciate when men cook for them. And maybe it's a breakfast in bed, maybe it's lunch, but whatever. But again, there are lots of opportunities to relieve stress and to set sex up to be the stress reliever rather than the stress multiplier. Very good. Henrietta, anything else from you in the confines of the of the oxygen room?
No, we're, the oxygen room is breathing, okay? We're all cool.
I ain't finished yet.
Conversation, and are we going to the oxygen room for after the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Call up one,
well,
one,
no,
one.
We're anybody else have any other comments?
You want to talk about this or come after? No,
you don't want to talk about that. Okay. Okay, that would be next year's topic. Right. It takes longer than 3 minutes, so. Okay, that's
one,
it for
one,
us. Jill, what about you?
No, this is a great show. I truly enjoyed listening and everything, but no comment over here.
Okay.
Back to you, Glenn.
Okay, caller 111, anything else you'd like to say? Caller 111?
No, I've said all that I can say right now.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Contributing to the show. Mr. Martinez?
Yo!
Anything else that you'd like to share? We've got about 3 minutes left.
No, I'll catch you on the rebound there in the oxygen room.
Okay, very good, very good.
Okay. Yeah, let me give out the oxygen number again, please.
Go ahead.
That number is, anybody want to join oxygen room? This is the number. Just keep it going. It's 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834#. So if you know anybody we want to join this conversation after we end the show, feel free, give them the number and they can participate too. Back at you, Glenn.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, we're going to wrap up the show for tonight. We just want to we've got 2 minutes left, so we just want to say thank you for participating with the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Our aim is to bring you live conversations that you can we can engage you in and look at the principles and the distinctions of the summit, we ask that you look at how you could use those distinctions and those tools to support yourself in your life. And tonight's conversation was really all about stress and anxiety and what kinds of things can be done to relieve that stress. And is intimacy the stress or does it relieve stress? And so I think that conversation was handled tonight. Jerry, back to you.
Yes.
Can I say one thing?
I think
in our declaration it talks about establishing nurturing relationships.
Yes.
And, I think that distinction was, brought to the light, establishing nurturing relationships. Okay, that's it.
Jerry, anything else for you?
Well, for me, I want to thank you, Greg. We helped bring the conversation, Jill, and Henrietta and our sisters in the Windy City and other brothers and sisters, just remember that we just need to care for each other, to sit down and talk and work things out. And believe me, we don't have to worry that sex could be a stressful. We could be honest. We have to learn to be honest among ourselves. Talk. You don't want to get taught. Communication. Very important.
Absolutely. Very good, very good. That is the key. Communicating. Being in conversations. Letting people know what you like, what you don't like. why you don't like it, how you like it, how often you like it, mm-hmm. where you want it, how you going to have
it. Want it.
Exactly. Don't go there, right? Go here. You know, all of those things are part of the conversation. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for participating with the International Black Summit. Good night and God bless.
Peace, everybody.
Good night.
See you on Oxygen Room.